Boston, obviously, this is not the building you want to be chasing. How did it get away in the first, what was that?
Well, I think credit to O'Brien, he, you know, came out of the gates and put his body on the line and, you know, got in a really good tilt that at the time seemed to give our bench a lot of energy. And I think our first few shifts after that, we were playing like that. And, you know, he stepped up big for us and we went out. We tried to get the momentum to continue to grow. And then I think it was just that that penalty, right? And then they got that shorty, I believe, if I'm right. And that kind of, you know, zapped it a little bit. And then not too long after, there was a few more. So, you know, a couple bad bounces. I think the one was a puck thrown in the net from the corner and ends up in your net. And, you know, it's tough. You know, credit to O'Brien, like I said, to go out there and do everything in his power to give us the energy. And, you know, it worked for a bit. And then, you know, one goal happened, two goals happened, three happened. And before you know it, you're chasing one of the top offensive teams in the league. And there's no secret we haven't been putting up too many goals ourselves this year. So when you dig yourself a hole like that, it's tough to climb out of. But, you know, I don't know what to say, really. I don't.
Talking to Corey Stone at the end of the first period, he was talking about the chances that you were still generating. You were around a lot tonight, obviously, that one. But he was just saying, look, just get it on that. Don't worry about the cannon. Is there something to that, just simplifying it at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when you go on these losing streaks, it kind of drains the confidence from the group. And, you know, when you're an unconfident group, you have to go out there and play simple. And when you're trying to make all these plays with zero confidence, it's going to get thrown back down your throat. So, you know, we just got to go out, keep it simple, get pucks in net. And, I mean, you saw at times we had spurts where we did that. And, you know, we had some good looks. And we just got to find a way to do it for 60. We can't be doing it for five here and there and then, you know, taking the foot off the gas and then having a mental breakdown and then they throw it down our throat. So we got to figure it out, and we have to figure it out quick, or else it's frustrating. I'm not gonna lie to you. It sucks in that locker room right now. We're all born competitors. We all want to win, and you know, we got to figure it out in that locker room. You know, it's up to us. It's up to us players in there to put it together and go out and execute. That's all it comes down to. We need a will to win, and it starts with every battle, every loose puck, and go from there. You can't think too far ahead. Got to think one shift, 5 minutes at a time, and go from there. Everyone beat their matchup, and you know, if we can do that tomorrow night, it's a quick turnaround. You know, who knows what'll happen?
Is it almost better in a way to just get right back at it tomorrow night in Washington?
Yeah, in a situation like this, I think you're probably right. You know, you don't have a day or 2 days in between to kind of dwell on it. No one feels sorry for us, right? So, you know, right back into the fire. Let's see what we can do.
On a different note, just curious how the chemistry went with Barrett up here tonight. I know you played a bit with him in camp preseason.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Barrett. You know, he's a great kid. He works super hard. He's very fit. He's got a tremendous amount of skill, a great shot, great passing ability. You know, I think it's going to keep growing. You know, and I have no idea what the lineup's going to be tomorrow night, but, you know, he's a great player. I love playing with him, so. You know, I think he brings the best out of me, and I hope to do the same for him. So,
Austin, are you sensing a sagging in confidence here, or is it just more anger right now, frustration at what's going on so far?
I mean, I think it's probably a little bit of both. It's, you know, what's that, seven now? So it's not fun. You know, it really does suck, but as a team, we need to get through this. And you know, I believe in our group. I truly do. Every single guy in that locker room works hard, has the right mindset, and you know, we just got to stick to it and think, you know, put this behind us and move on. It's a quick turnaround, like I said, and we just got to be ready for puck drop tomorrow night against a really good team.
Thanks, Austin.
Thanks.